I would be able, if I didn't lose my health, mm-hmm. to attend 150 acres. Mm-hmm. And that means without any help, too.
That's pretty. Would you say, if a man owned a right smart of land, how many acres would you say that was?
Well, back then, now we're talking back in the first.
Mm-hmm. Back in the first and then now.
Well, 25 acres of land, if a lot of people would buy that, well now he wouldn't need, that wouldn't hardly be enough to build on now. But I've seen people buy 25 acres of land, and he could work a big bunch of children on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because he'd done it all by hand, didn't know how to plow, he didn't know, now there's a lot of difference. They were grown and mm-hmm. all of that, and good and honest and all that. But they didn't know how to get up there and edge that thing up, and then they'd have to chop out the cotton. They see, they planted it so thick, mm-hmm. they'd have to chop it down to a stand. Well, we done quit all that, we drop it to a stand now.
Mm-hmm.
And 25 acres was a one-horse farm. That's where you run. All right, your family got up, one morning boys got up big enough to plow. You got you another mule, you rented your two-horse farm. 50 acres.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But a big farmer, now what you call a big farmer, you'd go to, he had what you call tenants. See, if he had a lot of land,
mm-hmm.
now that would call a pretty fair farmer, man with a lot of land, that's 250 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd have two or three sharecroppers.
Mm-hmm.
Probably he'd rent some of it out.
Mm-hmm.
And a man with more, why, some of them would have, or there were some folks to have 25 and 30 plows.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, them was the big farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that man that's running them 25 and 30 plows, oh, did you know a young man today can tend every bit of it right by himself?
Yeah. Got a tractor.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But that land, a nice farm, that land, why, some of this land sold 50 cents an acre.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, that's nothing to compare. I know the man to give a little old mare for a lot of land one time. Well, you don't play that no more. But now, that's the day we're talking about it back, when I can first remember. I know my daddy turned down a 25 acres of land one time for a mule.
Mm-hmm.
A man by the name of Jack McCormick. My daddy bought that mule, I traded for her, and he really liked her, and he offered him a 25 acre piece of land for that mule. Mule's name Eber.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noted that to be done. And where there's a lot of folks that got right smart money whenever they bought this land, we back on it full of timber. Timber wasn't worth nothing. And I've got a neighbor. He bought a pretty good strip of land. Of course, he was a man that he said you couldn't, he said there was a little secret in a man having money,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't no big secret.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you couldn't have your money and spend it.
That's true.
Every time he ever got, he saved it.
Uh-huh.
And he was good. He's called a many man, Miller County and surrounding counties to own my home.
Mm-hmm.
He loaned money.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, now listen, I don't want your land.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a land hog. A lot of people want all the land they could get.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got all the land I want. So I don't want your land.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Long as you paid him that interest, he was perfectly satisfied.
Mm-hmm.